tell me a little bit about the Set for Life draw that you do.
Well, Set for Life is an exciting kind of a game where it's all about winning a set amount per month. The top prize is £10,000 a month for 30 years, which is amazing. The second prize is £10,000 a month for a year. And this is all about actually trying to get a ticket holder who bought a Set for Life ticket for the draw on the 21st of December and who won £10,000 a month for 1 year to check their tickets, come forward, claim their prize and start 2021 with an absolutely life-changing sum of money.
And they're based in Sutton, I believe.
Yes, the ticket was bought, the winning Set for Life ticket was bought in the London Borough of Sutton for the draw on the 21st of December. So just before Christmas, obviously, with the current situation we're all in now, Christmas shopping was probably more online than it was out and about in the shops. But if you can cast your mind back to what you were doing in the lead up to that draw, the 21st of December, if you bought a ticket, a lottery ticket, and specifically a Set for Life ticket, and you bought it in somewhere in the London Borough of Sutton, then take 5 minutes just to check your tickets, because it's worth £10,000 a month for a whole year.
And what if you recognise a number? Maybe there's a set of numbers you use in other lottery draws, but you can't find your ticket.
Well, there's no problem in that respect. First off, I'll give you the winning numbers because they might resonate with somebody. They might be special numbers, whether it's birthdays, door numbers, things like that. But the winning numbers for the Set for Life draw on the 21st of December were the numbers 10, 13, 14, 40, 43, and the life ball was number 3. Now, the winning ticket, the missing ticket, matched those first 5 main numbers to win the prize. If you haven't got your ticket, for whatever reason, you can't, you know, in the busy time that we have and in amongst all the wrapping paper from the Christmas presents, you can't find the ticket, then you've got 30 days from the day of the draw to register in a claim in writing to Camelot, and we, after obviously thorough investigation, have the ability to pay that prize out at the end of the 180-day claim period without the presence of the ticket. Now, I understand that you know, people will want to just make sure. If they can't find the ticket, they'll be like, it might not be me, but I don't think I'll bother contacting Camelot because it's probably not me. I suggest if you have any doubt, if those numbers resonate with you, and you haven't got the ticket for whatever reason, write to us at Camelot. We just need to receive that written notification within 30 days after the draw. And the draw was on the 21st of December.
And how do you sort of check, how do you verify that if somebody thinks they've bought it, or somebody might think, hang on a minute, I quite like this, see if I can claim this ticket, maybe even if they didn't buy it?
Well, it's impossible to do that. If you think about, I mean, protecting the integrity of the National Lottery is central to everything we do. I mean, we can't operate a National Lottery if you're not sure that you can pay out the right people. So, having operated the National Lottery since its inception back in 1994, we've developed systems capable of ascertaining exactly whether a claim is verified or not. So, for example, you haven't got the ticket, but you write into us and you say, I think I bought it in this shop around this kind of time, this, that and the other. It's immediately, due to the systems and the people that we have in place, becomes obvious whether it merits further investigation, further verification, or you've completely got the shop wrong, or you've got the time wrong, or anything like that. So it's not anyone trying to pull a fast one, I would imagine. It's more a case of, if you have any doubt about whether, if you can't remember exactly where you put the ticket, but you think you bought it on this day, and you think you bought it about this time, it is worth getting in touch with us. But be under no doubt that the security, the systems we have in place about verifying a ticket is the rightful ticket holder. They're very stringent. They're very, very, very correct. And we will only obviously pay out the rightful ticket holder.
Patrick, that's absolutely brilliant. Well, I do hope the lucky winner rings in or writes in and gets their ticket, because we all need a start for life like that, and that would be an amazing start, wouldn't it?
It would be a fantastic start, and it is, more often than not, it's not that anyone has lost their ticket, it's just that they haven't got round to checking your tickets. So the most important thing is take 5 minutes and check your tickets, because it, one of those tickets bought in the London Borough of Sutton is worth £10,000 for a whole year.